You do an excellent job, David. We appreciate it so much. How do you say thank you? This morning we talked about the heart that we need to have in order to have and the gratitude that God wants all of us to have. I want to remind you of the definition of gratitude for those especially that weren't here this morning. And then we're going to look at the three examples that we looked at this morning. But we're not going to look at them for the definition and for the illustration of gratitude as we did this morning. We're going to look at how each of them said thank you. And we can add so many others to it and learn from ourselves or for ourselves how to say thank you. What is gratitude? Gratitude is an emotion. It's an emotion that overwhelms us when we realize and recognize that we have received a gift that we do not deserve. And we also realize that that gift is outside of ourselves. It's not something we did for ourselves. It's something someone else did for us. And it is something we could not do for ourselves. Most often, especially in the case of what we have in Jesus Christ. That's exactly what happened with these individuals that we looked at and we talked about this morning. We're going to remind ourselves of the story we're not going to tell the story again completely. But I want us to look at how these individuals went about saying thank you. And I know I put that up here. There it is. It's hiding in the shadows. And you'll have to excuse me. Something is wrong. Well, it's right under my chin. Okay. David is the first one. This is the story of when David's three mighty men went and got the water from the well in Bethlehem just because David had a desire for it. And when they brought the water back to David, David, realizing what they had done and the danger they had put themselves in, poured that water out on the ground as a drink offering to God and refused to drink it because it represented the blood of those three men who went out of their love and devotion for him in order to obtain it. How did David say thank you? This one, the story of David, is actually the heart and the key. Because if you don't have this, you never are going to be grateful. And what David did was, just putting it in a sentence, is awareness of what he had received and how. In other words, he thought. He was not thoughtless. In the reception of that water, he thought. And while they may have simply brought him a drink from that well in Bethlehem, he put the pieces together of what they had to do to get it, where they had to go to obtain it, and what was there waiting on them when they went to get it. And when he realized what these three men had been doing, what these three men had done, to bring this water from that well to put in his hand, he had that knowledge and that understanding because he didn't just receive the gift. He thought about how it got to him and what it took for that to get to him. How many times do you think about the clean shirt that you put on in the morning and think, how did it get to my closet? How many times do you think about the clean dishes that you eat off of and think, how did these dishes that were so dirty, how did they get clean? And if you don't know the answer to that, then shame on you, and you need to be homeschooled and home trained in order for that to occur. And at the same time, parents should be able to go to rooms or walk through the house and see things that were there picked up by the person who put them there, rather than being dependent upon to pick up after everybody else in the house. All these kind of things, just being aware of how I got what I got, how it came to me, how I received it, and realizing what happened, what occurred in order for it to happen. It's called remembering. And David was good at remembering, because this is not the only time David's memory caused him to do something, and caused him to do something that was outstanding. The other time was in the death of his best friend, Jonathan. And he made a promise to Jonathan while they were both alive. They made a promise to each other that they would look after each other and protect each other. And David wanted to know after Jonathan's death and after Saul's death, is there anybody still alive from the house of Saul, so I can do some kindness for them for the sake of my friend Jonathan? It's called remembering. It's called thinking. It's called not just receiving something and ignoring what's behind it. But in connection with remembering is also acting. That's how we say thank you. It's remembering and thinking about what was done for us and acknowledging it. And acknowledging it in the best way that we can. How could David say thank you to those three men? He didn't deserve this gift. Only God did, and he gave it to God. And that's the way he thanked these three men. Then the leper, probably the easiest of all. The 10 lepers who stood on the hill when Jesus came into the village, and they called out to him to be healed. Jesus said to them, go to the temple. And as they went, they were all healed. And one of them, a Samaritan, came back. And what did he do? He simply said the words. What else can you do? What else can he give to Jesus in order to show his gratitude? What he did was something not many people do. Just say the words. Just write the note. When our oldest son, Tim, had the Hodgkin's disease and he went through the treatment, sometime during the treatment, I wrote a note to the friend of ours who happened to be the oncologist that we took Tim to, because we thought something was wrong with his back and we thought something was happening elsewhere. And then he took the x-rays and he said, no, it's nothing wrong with his back or his kidneys. He has the beginnings of cancer. And so then we went and we had the treatment. I wrote him a note and I thanked him for what he did and for setting it up for Tim to be able to go through that treatment and eventually have all of that cancer cured. He told me later, he said, that was the first letter of thanks I have ever received in my practice. I found that astounding. Just say words. Just say thank you. Write the note. Just express the gratitude that you have. The woman who brought that very expensive perfume and anointed the head and the feet of Jesus. Mark and Matthew tell us that she anointed the head. It's Luke and John that tell us she anointed the feet, so it was from head to toe. And she came in to thank Jesus. When we learn from John that it was Lazarus' sister, we can understand the thanks being for her brother being raised from the dead. The thanks would also be for her forgiveness of sins, which is what she received according to Luke's account. And it may also very well be for something else that was in her life, maybe demon possession, or something that was going on in her life that caused her to be recognized in the entire city as a sinner. And coming to find Jesus, she moved away from it. And she left those things behind And what did she do? She honored openly and unashamedly. How can I thank Jesus and be ashamed of him? How can I show gratitude to Jesus and be ashamed of his words? And be ashamed of who he is? And be ashamed to honor his name and call myself a follower of his? Do it without embarrassment. And do it openly. And do it unashamedly. That's how we say thank you. And then the demon-possessed man. That demon-possessed man who begged Jesus, let me go with you. And Jesus said, no, why don't you go back to your home and tell everyone the good things that the Lord has done for you. And so he did. He went to that area that is known as Decapolis on the east side of the Jordan River. Decapolis means 10 cities. He went to that area of 10 cities, and throughout all those cities and all that area, he went everywhere telling everyone about Jesus and what he had done for him. He said, thank you. That story is in Mark chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. In 18 through 20, you'll see the conversation that Jesus had with that man who was demon-possessed, and when Jesus told him what he wanted him to do. There's another story very similar to it. And it's in Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 30. And I'll tell you the story, and you'll recognize it. This is Matthew. Matthew will tell us in the book of Matthew that he was called to be a disciple of Jesus while he was sitting in the tent collecting taxes. Luke will tell us the same story. But Luke will let us know that Matthew's name is also Levi. And he will use the name Levi in describing the tax collector. So what does this tax collector do in order to thank Jesus? He calls together all of his fellow tax collectors and all of his fellow individuals that are outcasts of the Jewish nation. And he gives a great banquet for Jesus. And he introduces Jesus to all of these individuals. And he simply brings Jesus face to face with all of his friends, and his friends face to face with Jesus. So he shares Jesus with others. How do you say thank you? Think about it. Think about what's been done for you. Think about Christ. I think the reason why we have so much trouble with unfaithfulness, we have no idea what's been done for us. We never think about it and dwell on it. Becoming a Christian for so many is nothing more than just becoming a part of a group or becoming a rite of passage into another stage of life without thinking about what really happened. What was really done for me? When Jesus died on the cross, what happened in heaven? And when Jesus died on the cross, what did that mean for me? What does it mean for me today? And what will it mean for me when I die? What does that mean when we think? Then we realize and we understand and gratitude grows. Then we just say the words in prayer to God. Thank you. But we share him. We're unashamed of him. We acknowledge him. And we share him with everyone we can. And we're saying, thank you for the gift we did not deserve. And thank you for the thing that you did for us that we could not do for ourselves. And then we share him with everybody we know. You in Christ. If you know what he did for you and you're not in Christ, you haven't said thanks. Are you ready to become a Christian? Do you need to come home to Christ? If you need to respond to his invitation this evening, we want to offer that invitation to you as together we stand and as we sing.